Michigan launches statewide campaign to tackle underage gambling. The Michigan Gaming Control Board has launched a statewide campaign aimed at reducing underage gambling and raising awareness about problem gambling risks among young people. The initiative expands prevention efforts across schools and communities as regulators respond to growing exposure to sports betting and online gambling advertising among teens. The new campaign, called Don't Bet on Your Future, introduces school-focused outreach, broadcast advertising, and funding opportunities for booster organizations across Michigan. According to the official announcement, the campaign builds on the MGCB's existing responsible gambling platform, Don't Regret the Bet, while shifting more attention toward youth education and prevention. MGCB Executive Director Henry Williams said the campaign reflects concern over how early gambling exposure can affect younger audiences. According to the National Council on Problem Gambling, nearly two-thirds of American adults report having gambled before the age of 21, and young people in Michigan are no exception, Williams said. Don't Bet on Your Future is about building a statewide community of education and prevention, one that runs through our schools, our coaches, our parents, and our neighborhoods. Booster clubs can apply for up to $4,000. A major part of the campaign is the new High School Boosters program, which allows school-affiliated booster clubs to apply for funding while helping distribute responsible gambling messaging within their communities. Participating organizations can receive up to $4,000 by sharing MGCB-approved prevention messaging through school newsletters, social media channels, event programs, and scoreboards. The regulator said the approach is designed to place gambling awareness messaging in front of students through trusted local figures, including coaches, athletic directors, and parent volunteers. The MGCB said booster organizations will also receive educational materials focused on gambling risks, financial harm, and youth prevention strategies for parents and students. The regulator plans to direct applicants to the campaign website, where schools and booster groups can apply and access educational resources. The official campaign page will also serve as a hub for prevention materials and future program updates. New TV advertisement targets teen betting risks. Alongside the school initiative, the MGCB has produced a new television commercial titled, Warning Signs. The advertisement shows a teenager attempting to place a bet on his phone while the environment around him reacts to stop him, ending with the message, Don't bet on your future. The campaign comes as regulators across the United States continue examining the impact of legal sports betting expansion on younger audiences. Sports betting advertisements, influencer content, and mobile betting access have become increasingly visible since more states legalized online wagering markets. Michigan officials said the campaign is intended to reinforce that gambling remains illegal for minors while also encouraging earlier conversations about gambling-related harm inside schools and households. Education grant program planned for fall 2026. The MGCB also confirmed plans for a broader gambling education and prevention grant program scheduled to launch later this year. Applications are expected to open during summer 2026 ahead of the next school year. According to the regulator, the future grant program would provide funding for high schools, colleges, and community organizations to create local gambling awareness programs focused on mental health, financial consequences, and support resources. Michigan currently has no statewide requirement for gambling prevention education in schools. The upcoming grant program could give educational institutions a structured framework for introducing those discussions locally. For regulators, the campaign represents a wider shift toward prevention-based responsible gambling efforts rather than relying only on reactive support services after harm has already developed.